Hello.
Hey, Dylan. Sorry I missed your call. I was on the phone with another client. This is Daniel with Local Flash.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on? All right. So anytime you call me, if I'm on the phone with another client, I'll always call you back right after you get off the phone with them. Okay, the longest I'm ever on a call is like an hour, just so you're aware. Okay?
Okay. Hold on real fast. Let me just... Okay, so, sorry about that. I was just opening up mail.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, so I'm still torn, man. Every time I fucking call in, they're saying pretty much you guys that, like, well, all right. So I looked up the rules for, like, how long does it take for your business to peak on Google? It does take 3 to 6 months. That I fact-checked that. That's true. They don't take 35, 45 days.
What I'd recommend to you, so I understand why you're torn. You know, you call us, we're telling you something. You call them, they're telling you something, right? Your Google fact check. I get why you're completely torn. You know, I'd recommend just even if you're not doing our service. And I said this earlier. $4.99 for the local optimization on the map section for 15 directories and a website. I mean, it's just it's a crazy amount of money for what you're paying for. You know. But it's completely up to you. If you want to stay with them, I 100% respect that, you know?
Well, what they're saying, man, is, like, you know, they have 40 directories. They said that spies you. It's not like, you know, he said pretty much he knows your program. He studied it in and out. But the spy view is, like, pretty much he showed me. I have pictures right now that has, like, it does show more than 40 direct, it shows more than 15 directories. It shows about 48. He showed me pictures. So I don't know why SpyFu isn't showing up a bit, but that's why.
SpyFu works for the website. Like, it shows you the metadata in the site, and it'll tell you if you're running the Google Ads. The scan that I sent you shows you the 15 directories. But I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying, you know?
So, yeah, I don't understand how on his part it could be 48, and what you're showing me is 14. I don't get it. Maybe he has better access to something on a different tool. It does show 48 on his part. I'm not sure. I mean, they're gonna like, you know, continue on with the Facebook and do that. He said pretty much like any SEO, it's gonna cost more money. He said what they do is like, they, you know, they don't get you any work at all. Like, they, you know, they'll never get, you'll never have the phone ring. They don't, like, I don't know how many people they helped in the past, but I just know that a lot of people complain about them because, like, you know, $150 for an SEO is fucking cheap. It's like, you know, he's like, you know, it's usually around 400 to like 1,000 a month. And I fact checked that. That was true. You know, so he's like, an SEO is not as cheap. It's not all like, you know, like they're, you know, they're kind of presenting it to you. He's just pitching it to you in a way where you can utilize their services, but you're not going to get anything. You're going to be very frustrated. He's like, you're not going to be getting calls. You know, so it's like, I don't know who to believe. I don't know. You know what I mean?
I get it. You know, we've been in business 17 years. Okay. Our local SEO packages, right? That's like the bare minimum So that package at 149, that's what they're doing for you at 499 or whatever it is, right? There's no magic button or sauce they have that's different than what we're going to be doing here. We're a Google Premier partner. They're a Google Premier partner. They're just trying to keep your business, and I get it completely, you know? Again, I mean, 249, you're getting Facebook advertising. I mean, I already went through all of it with you, you know, and I understand.
Yeah, so, like, how – like, I don't understand. And how is he saying, like – because that's what I was saying to him. I said, dude, I said, you know, they're pretty much – they're a Google, like, affiliate or Google partner too.
Right.
So, like, how – I said, how are you guys – how are you guys able to, you know, like, provide me anything different than they could? And I said, it's like they're so much cheaper. He's like, dude, cheaper's not always better. He's like, they don't give you – they give you, like, they pretty much just – they don't execute nothing. They get you to sign up, and it's like pretty much like what do you say? It's like it's pretty much like a watered down thing that we do. I don't know, you know, like, but the thing is, like, I don't know enough about all this for them, like, you know, to be right or wrong, or, you know, I don't know. He's telling me that I would be very disappointed if I signed up for you guys.
Gotcha. Well. You know, here's the thing. I'm just going to talk to you like if you were like my brother or something, right? You're paying too much money for what you're doing with them. You know, like,
really?
100%, man. $499 for a website, right? You can go on GoDaddy and you can buy a domain and build a website for way less than that, you know? And for them to a Google business profile, I mean, technically that's free for you to do online, you know? There's a lot more that goes into it, like all the directory submissions. I understand he's saying 40, you know, mine's showing 15. I get why you're kind of torn on what to do, but it plain and simple, whether you go with our services or not, the $499, you're paying way too much for what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Well, dude, to be honest with you, man, I'm just like, I need to make sure I bring in a lot of business this year. You know, it's very important for me. I don't have time to like, you know, to roll the dice and not do the right thing here. You know what I mean? This is where it counts. This right now is where it counts.
Right.
This is important for me and my business. It's my livelihood. You know, this is everything to me. So, you know, have I been getting phone calls from them? Yes, I've been getting phone calls from them. You know, now, like, there's some people that's been seeing my thing. It's been popped up on the front page, like around when I type in my area. You know, I told you a few different jobs, like probably four or five that I didn't close down all of them yet, but I had one and two, and three. I have three so far. It's only been like 14 days or like, 10, like really it's been launched on the 4th. So it's really only been, you know, yeah. It's been, yeah. So I guess what does it say? The 19th then? Okay, so yeah, it's been 15 days then, you know, and it's just been launched. He's like, dude, for you to get even calls the first month is unheard of. He's like, you know, that's like, you know, usually it doesn't take that fast. He's like, they're not going to get you up and running as fast as, you know, like the 45 days, 30 to 45 days. He's like, that's just Google rules, man. He's like, you know, I'm showing you. He's like, tell them to fact check it. He's like, better yet, have them show you any company, because they're not going to do this because they can't. Have them show you a company that uses them that's been successful around your area. So could you provide me with that?
Yeah, I can. So I'll send you a client right now. Basically, the clients that we send, they have to approve for us to send them, okay?
Okay.
I'll send you here a ranking client. Give me one quick second. So here's a website.
It's got to be like around my area.
They are in. Give me a quick second here. Oh, I'm just pulling them up. That email I sent you too. There's references. You know.
Okay. Okay.
But give me a second.
Yeah, I got a question. I want to
North Carolina. So,
so nobody uses you in New York?
We have plenty of clients that use us in New York. We can't. So it'd be like if you signed up with us and we were just sending clients your way. I understand. You know, I'm falling into exactly what he said, right? But I can only send the references that I've approved for it, which are in the email that I sent you. The website example I sent you is of a current ranking client, and they allow us to send their website out. We use this as an example, basically, to new clients signing up, so they can see what.
Now, how come like you can't send out websites? Is that because of like a privacy policy, like on the behalf of the?
That way,
they don't want like
clients we sign up aren't getting calls from new customers are trying to sign up, basically, right? Like they have to approve of it for us to do that.
So pretty much, you know, if you guys had a service, right, and you gave it to a company, wouldn't you, like, promote them? Wouldn't you have them promote you, like, you know, as word of mouth? Wouldn't that be because, like, what would be the, you know,
we get a lot of referrals. I mean, those are really, like, the best, you know, when a client just calls in because, you know, Sally C. referred them or whatever. But we don't, like, on their website, we don't promote we're promoting their company. We don't put our brand on it or whatever, if that's what your question is, you know.
Well, not even just that. I'm just saying, like, wouldn't the companies that you already, like, you know, used, or wouldn't they be eager to, like, you know, brag about you guys instead of, like, oh, well, I don't know if I want to tell them about you.
So I put a list in there of clients, like it says branding businesses since 2004, right? It has a list of clients that are using us. It has we were featured on NBC for helping a locksmith company, right? That video clip's on there. Our extra space storage testimonial video. All this stuff that's on there is what's approved. I can't just pull up any client and send it to you. It's just our company policy.
Okay. I mean, dude, it doesn't make any sense for why you couldn't provide me the same thing. I mean, what he was saying is like, dude, they, you know, their SEO is not this, I don't know, whatever he was saying is pretty much like you guys, I don't know, I did look up a review and it said that somebody never received work for a whole year that they had you guys. Is that likely possible?
No, I mean, so here's the thing, with SEO and SEM, with the Google Map, the Google Ads, right, Facebook Ads, we can't guarantee that the people are going to call you and it's going to turn into a job. It's just impossible. We get you up there so that you're in the ball game. They're able to call, right? That's why I recommended that Google Guaranteed program to you earlier, because with that service, those leads coming through, they call you directly. And here's the thing, if you don't set an appointment with them, you're not charged for the lead. So that's a really, I mean, that's as foolproof as it can get on Google. But what I'm going to recommend for you, I mean, you're torn, right? You're with this company.
I'm just, you know, dude, like, the thing is, they're just saying that this is what they do. You'll get a bunch of phone calls from other companies that are not as good as us, that are, like, pretty much, like, you know, like a boot, like, they're pretty much like a, what do you call it, bootleg version or whatever, that's trying to sell you a similar service, but, you know, it's not the same. It doesn't compare. The SEOs do not cost that cheap, Dylan. They're not $150, he's saying. He's like, dude, you can spend up to $1,000 or $4,000 for an SEO. He's like, you know, so I don't know how that ranges, you know, but he's like, you know, theirs is very cheap, and it's not the same. So, you know, I would just like integrity, man. Like, you know, is this,
for the SEO. I'm going to help you, you know.
No, for real, dude. Like, and I'm sorry, I might be a fucking idiot right now. You might be laughing at me. I don't know. You know what I'm
not
saying? Like, as far as, like, me.
I'm just trying to show you or tell you, you know, what it is. You know, it's up to you to take the advice or whatnot, you know. But what I was going to recommend to you, I mean, you've been with them for less than a month, right? You've gotten some jobs, right? You're comfortable with them. You don't want to roll the dice or whatnot. I mean, just stick it out with them. And, you know, let's say 3 months, you're rolling and you're doing really well. We'll keep it the same. If not, you can always call us, and we could talk to you about your options then, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and see, that's the thing, though. It's like, I don't want to be spending any more money than I have to for the same service. I mean, so why are they charging me more than what you guys have charged me then? What is the difference?
I have no idea, because I've talked, like, just like you, they told you, they have a bunch of companies come over from us. We've had a ton of companies come over from them, you know? I just try to, like, really, I try to talk about our services. I try to not badmouth the other company. I always get complaints about Angie Leads, Thumbtack, networks, different SEO companies, and I just, you know, that's why I run the scan, and I just show people what the difference is of what we would do.
Now, all right, now let's say if I sign up for you guys, do you think there will be another company that's like, oh, well, they're charging you too much?
I've heard as low as like $49 people have quoted, which is ridiculous, you know. But what I was trying to tell you a minute ago is I've heard company or clients say that they were paying less with Townsquare Interactive even. So I don't really know why they're charging you $4.99.
It's $4.77.
$4.77.
That's supposed to be what the $4.77 for the Facebook, and it's also for, you know, because the Facebook is supposed to be up. So it's for the Facebook Plus, you know, the website, the CEO, all that, you know.
And you said you've been using 14 days now. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah, that's it, man. All I did right now is sign up fee. You know, yep.
Okay. It says your domain's 26 days old though. So
Launched on the 4th. It was launched on the 4th, so I don't know how that's possible.
Yeah, it says created on March 24th, 2022. So,
well, that's probably when it was created. Probably when it was created.
Yeah. Like I mentioned to you, we're a Google Premier partner, 17 years. I mean, I don't know any other way to really tell it to you. You know, I sent you the scan, right? I understand they're showing you 48 directories, it's 15 directories. I don't even usually share that spy food thing with clients, but I just wanted you to see it. You know what I'm saying? But I completely understand. You know, you're comfortable.
Well, dude, I'm not really comfortable because I don't really know any different, though. It's just like what happens if I sign up for you guys and it's like, oh, well, what the fuck? Like, it's not working now. Like, I'm not getting calls. Like, I was getting calls before, but I'm not. Is that possible or no?
We can't guarantee you calls. But what I can tell you is what they're offering you and what we're offering is it's more services and it sounds like for less money. You're going from $4.77 to $2.49. You're getting $100 in Facebook ads. You have the website, 60 directories, a tracking system, and first page placement on Google in the map section within 30 to 45 days. That is.
Well, you said you have a tracking system.
Yes, sir.
You said you have a tracking system because you don't have any SEO, like you can't track the SEOs or whatever like that. Like I think that's what he said, some shit.
No, the tracking system, so Google has what's called Google Analytics, right, which is in the Google Business Profile. I'm sure you see it on the Google Business Profile you created, right? Those Google Analytics are in the tracking system that we're providing you. So we're not just, like, making up data. Like, it's showing you how many searches, clicks, calls, views to the website you're actually getting. And then from there, you have the tool where you're able to add new photos or promotions that automatically post to Google, Facebook, and your website. So it just has
added
features other than Google Analytics.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, pretty much I would be, like, number one up on the map, too, you're saying? Like, it would look just like...
We can't guarantee you the number one spot, you know. We get you on the first page of Google. I don't want to tell you where you're stuck now or not.
Okay. Well, he's saying that pretty much I'm, like, up on the first one on the page.
Right. So, here, tree services near me. Give me a second. Plug your zip code in.
I mean, I think that's impossible, right, to get somebody up on the first top all the time.
Well, it's possible, right, in the map section, but it's like, here's the thing, like right now, the company that I'm seeing there, give me a second, that's showing my location. I think that's what it was doing earlier too.
Okay.
Just put the. Wait, what I was getting at, though, I'm just trying to pull up the results in your area. It keeps going off of my location, though. I understand why it's doing that. What I was getting at, though, is so a company that's up there, right, on the first page. Oh, I'm putting the wrong zip code in. Okay. a company that's up there on the first page of Google, and they're meeting all Google's algorithms, and you know, they're rolling on reviews, and their website's optimized. Like, you're not going to be able to really out-program them, right? So we can't guarantee you the first spot. We don't guarantee you, like, one, two, or three, or anything like that. We just send you in writing, you'll be on the first page of Google within this timeline.
Okay.
Try to do a search again. 12470, right? Zip code?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Timberland, Tree, it's still giving me local companies. I'll message my IT guy and see why it's doing that. But you get what I'm saying, though, right? Why we can't guarantee the first spot? Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, because it's like other people are using different programs, too. So, like, how come, I don't know, like, is Town Square the best program out of all of them for them to be that powerful?
You always want to look for a Google Premier Partnership Badge. It's the highest level of partnership you could reach with Google.
A Google Premier Partnership?
Yes, sir. Townsquare Interactive is. We're a Premier Partner. Yes, sir.
Okay. Google Premier Partner. That's what you want to look for.
Yes, sir. That's why we put on our website, the emails I sent you, and the pricing page, we have a link to that badge, too. That takes you directly to Google to verify that.
Premier Partners. I mean, like, you know, he was like, dude, you can go. He's like, but you'll be back. You know, he's like, the thing is, like, you're not going to be happy with their services. They sell you a dream. It's like all unicorns and all that. But it's, you know, I understand that it's cheaper. It might seem better. But what we offer you is like, you know, it's like we do give you like 75 directories. You have 48 already. Even though it's not showing right now, I have the pictures. I sent you the pictures. Go look at it right now. You know, and the thing is, Calvin, it's not my fault. That guy should have been doing his job. I'm telling him right now that he needs to get onto Facebook. I get that. Huh?
Just write it out then, you know? I mean, I'm not trying to twist your arm. It's, our program, it's less money and you're getting more services, you know?
Yeah.
If you're happy with him though, I completely understand and I respect that.
How the fuck do I – well, can you show me – can you approve anybody around my area or in New York that can just, like, vouch for you guys?
I can message my director, Christian, and see, you know.
Yeah, that'll be good. If you can have some companies from New York, some tree companies vouch for you guys, then I'll sign up for you.
All right. So I'll message them. Just to clarify, so tree service companies that we're working with anywhere in New York is fine. Is that correct?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, but, like, how come, like, more people don't use, like, you're saying, I don't know, from the way you make it sound, a lot of people don't really, a lot of companies don't really use you guys.
We have like a lot of tree companies. We service the entire United States and Canada for all industries, too. So we have from tree service companies to hair salons. I mean, literally, we service every industry, except for, like, what do you call it? Like things that Google Ads don't allow, like weed clinics or gun shops and things like that, you know?
So you have 10,000 clients.
We have over 10,000 clients. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, so you, I don't know. So how many do you think Town Square has?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I know they've been talking about – I have no idea. I don't work for them, just like they don't work for us, right? So I really have no idea.
So you don't know their program in and out, though?
I know their program. No, I know who Town Square Media is. I'm very familiar with them. It's not like a superior service by any means, okay? They're a premier partner. The only major difference with them – is they, what do you call it? Like I told you earlier, they offsite a lot of their work. Okay? We offer everything top to bottom. There's a website. We offer Google Guaranteed. A lot of companies don't even offer that. Local service ads. We offer Google ads. We offer Facebook ads. I mean, we literally do everything here. It's like it's a one-stop
shop.
Yeah,
so can you – yeah, yeah, that's what it seems like, right, a one-stop shop. So, like, and plus you guys are way cheaper, and I'm going to get the same quality for you guys or more, right?
From what I saw, you're getting more services for less money. Yes, sir.
So, like, if I'm getting calls right now for what I have right now, it shouldn't be no different with you guys, right? I should be getting that or more.
Yeah, you're not going backwards. Correct.
That's why I want to make sure. That's the – yeah, I want to make sure, like, how can I go backwards with you guys, right?
Yeah, right. No, exactly.
You know, because, like I said, man, I don't want to just, like, fuck this all up and then I realize it doesn't work and then, like, I'm not going to stay with somebody that doesn't work. You know, I don't want to be just, like, have my time being wasted here. Just somebody wants to, you know, make a – you know, like, you know, I don't know, pitch me something.
Right. No, I shot it to you straight, exactly what's included in the program. What I'll do, I'll message my director, Christian, see if he could get it approved for a tree service company in New York that we're working with, and I could get back to you on that.
Okay. Okay.
Does that work for you?
Yeah. Yeah, that works for me. Okay. Yeah, that works.
All right. So let me message him right now, and here, let me see what he says real fast, too. So I message him. I know it's not going to be, like, instant, right, because he has to message it to our client support team. They have to get approval, you know. So what is it called? As soon as I have that, whatever tree surfers company it is, what I'll do is contact you back. Yeah, he messaged me back. Let me see. So he's on it. Again, we got to get approval from that potential client. So Just be patient. As soon as I have that from Caesar, who runs that department, I'll go ahead and call you, and I'll give them to you as a reference or whatnot. You know, then I'm sure we can add them to our website too. So it's a good thing, you know.
Yeah. So them saying that, like SoundScore saying that, pretty much they know, like they said, they know your services in and out. Like you're less like quality. Is that bullshit? Like for real?
It's BS. For real, 100%.
Okay. So this guy just wants, like, me to pay this X amount of dollars every month still or be with him because he doesn't want to look bad for me, like, canceling or
he's
what?
He's just trying to keep the sales, what it is, you know? He's trying to keep you on board or whatnot, you know? So.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's total BS, man. Our company, we're not some fly-by-night company. We're not going to take your $149, $249, or whatever package you go with and, like, run off to Mexico and start a new life, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. And we're a premier partner. They're a premier partner. You know, if you know, in the beginning, I'm not trying to talk bad about that, and I'm still not. I'm not saying Townsquare Interactive is a bad company, right? All I'm saying is,
that.
Like,
yeah.
What they're doing, what you went over with me, what they're providing with our package, you are getting more for less money, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like, yeah.
But even the way you described it to me initially, it sounded like just local SEO. So there's no Facebook ads. There's no Google ads. So paying even $477 or whatnot, that's a high price point for that, you know?
Yeah. Well, say if it was Facebook. Say the Facebook was activated right now. Is that still high?
It depends. So if you're doing Facebook ads, for example, for us to get it to $477, right, it would be the $149 plus $234. So for it to go to $449 with Facebook ads, you would have $300 allocated towards your Facebook ads. And that's really
– Yeah, and I –
you really don't need that
and
much. Facebook ads are inexpensive, you know? Google ads are more expensive. Those are about $10 per click on average. So with the Google ads, that's a more – if they were doing Google advertising, that $477 price point would make more sense.
Oh, okay. So, like, yeah, so they said that pretty much – they don't even do the ads, though. They're not giving me money for ads.
Yeah.
They said pretty much all they're doing is publishing, right? That's what we discussed. They said all they're doing is publishing on the page, like managing it. Like,
right,
you know,
right.
keeping it relevant.
Yeah, it's not a – that's included, like, in our 149 package, right? Like, the reason it's going to 149 for the corporate pricing for the pro package to 249 for the platinum package is because $100 is allocated towards the Facebook ads.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, now, all right, so – all right. Yeah, dude, I don't know. You seem like you're – it seems legit, man. I feel like, you know, like you said, like, you know, you called me today and now it's, you just kind of woke me up from something that I wasn't aware of.
Right. I promise you, like, I'm just trying to help you, you know, sell or no sell or new account, it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but again, with the references, it's
so,
just we have to get
so what about, what if, does people use Townsquare more than you guys, though? Are they just more famous? They've been around for, like, 30 years?
I'll tell you exactly. I don't know how long they've been around, but I could tell you how long their website's been around, you know?
Yeah.
Here. Da-da-da-da-da-da. All right, so created on April 21st, 2011. So what is that, 10, 11 years, something like that?
They've been around for 11 years?
Yeah, well, their website has been around since April 21st, 2011. That's when it was created.
Oh, so that's Townsquare Media?
Townsquare Interactive. Townsquare Interactive. There's another company called Townsquare Media. You said you
were
Interactive,
that's what,
right?
I think so. I mean, it might be Media.
Okay. Let's see. It's probably not Media because I hear more about Townsquare Interactive. Let me take a look, though.
They said that Townsquare Media owns Interactive.
Townsquare Media is, like, focused more on, like, radio ads and things like that.
Yeah, like Google ads and stuff like that, right?
No, radio. Like, on the radio.
Oh.
Townsquare Media.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're probably with Townsquare Interactive,
yeah.
Okay, now, did you ever hear of clients saying they were too expensive? Am I the first one you heard this from? Like, how they're charging me so much?
No. I've heard lower prices for sure than $499.
$477, yeah. So what were you getting? What did you hear before?
Yeah. I've heard like what? I really don't remember. I just know it was lower than that. Really not positive.
Wow. So you're saying they're picking and choosing the prices for each and everybody?
I'm not positive. I'm not positive on that. I just know I've heard lower rates before, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Now, a lower rate with the Facebook?
I just would like to talk about what we offer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't work for them.
Okay.
I don't know all their ins and outs. You know what I'm saying? Just from what you told me and what we're including, you're getting more for less money is what it is.
I'm getting more for less money.
Exactly.
Okay. I mean, do you think the website will look really good, like just as good or more, better?
I sent you the website that's included. So it's a one-page, five-tab site. Did you take a look at it?
Yeah, a little.
Okay. How'd you like it?
I mean, it was good, I guess. Like, how – I mean, do you think it looks better? Do you think the one I have looks just as good?
the site that you have through them right now is a multi-page site, right? So you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 tabs from what I'm seeing. On the site that we're providing you, it's a one-page, five-tab site. So when you click on one of the tabs, it keeps you on the same page. So it's more it's more simplistic, right? But it has everything you need on there.
Okay. 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 All right, man. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm just, like, trying to feel everything out because I don't want to, you know, I mean, how could I, you know, I don't know, the way he's describing it, like I said, like, pretty much what you're saying, the fucking dude's lying pretty much. Like, he's trying to make it seem like you guys are, like, a watered-down, like, fake version of what they are, pretty much. Or you're not, you never get jobs through you guys, you know, through you. I mean, some people said do not give these people your money. They're scam artists. They fucking lie. They don't do nothing for you. They never pick up the phone.
So we have a 4-star rating on Google. I mean, if you're looking at the lowest stars, right, and anybody could go on there and write a review on Google. That's why I recommended to go to the BBB. I think we have a total of 13 complaints in the past 17 years. So I mean, I know
what you're saying by BBB, but, like, don't I have to follow the other one? Like, you're making it seem like it's not legit. I mean, isn't every review legit? I mean, there's a lot of them. How can I say they're not? Just because it's not on BBB, you know, I'm just trying to be fair towards other people's feedback.
Right, right. On Google, though, anybody could go on and leave a review, right? Like, I even saw you left a review for yourself, right? So, anybody could go and leave a review on Google, right? So that's why I was saying the BBB, they're actual, like, verified clients, you know?
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you think, like, other companies maybe, like, and their people probably did that to sabotage you guys?
Well, I know, look, we have a 4-star rating on Google. I'm looking at Townsquare Interactive. They have a 4.2-star, right? Yelp rating. Townsquare Media, 1.5 reviews, 154 reviews. Let me see. I don't even see a – oh, here's a BBB for them. Let me see what's good here.
So pretty much you're saying –
they have an 8.3 BBB as well. Yeah, so do we. So.
Okay.
Oh, man, the decision is really, it's going to come to you, you know? Again, I could just lay out the facts for you.
So pretty much, directories, like,
Facebook ads,
so they,
you're getting a website.
Well, they have higher reviews on the Google page than you guys.
They have 4.2 rating with 1,072 reviews. We have, give me a second. 4.0 rating with 621 reviews.
Yeah, so your ratio is not as good as not at all.
All right. So I sent you all the information, the text, emails. As soon as my director gets back to me with the tree service company, I could call you and go over that with you. But, I mean, I'm trying to help you, brother. That's all it is, you know?
No, I hear what you're saying. I mean, why would people, like, view – I mean, from the ratio, they have almost double, and they have still a better review, you know, list. So how come – were you guys failing with that? Like, how can you justify that?
How can I justify why they have 1,200 and we have 600 and something? Is that what the question is? I have no idea.
No. What I'm saying that pretty much if they have 1,000 some reviews and they have 4.2 stars, that's a lot better than what you guys have, right? Or no? Am I looking at it wrong?
No, you're looking at it right. Yeah, there's we have half the reviews it looks like at a 4.0 rating. They have 500 and something or whatever at 4.2.
So my question is why? What's going on?
I don't have the answer for you, brother. I don't know.
So I guess people like Townsquare then.
I guess so. Sounds like it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, so pretty much you just think they're charging me too much at this point.
$477. You're getting, let's say, 75 directories. You're just getting a Facebook page, a website, and they're optimizing your Google Maps section, right? We're doing all that, but you're getting Facebook ads. You're not getting 75 directories. You're getting 60 directories, and that's for $249.
Yeah, I mean, does the extra 15 directories really help, though?
It does, actually. It'll boost your online presence for sure if you have more directories. The 60 directories we submit you to, though, are all directories we know Google scans for. We use the same name, address, phone number, website, and keyword phrase tags on all of them.
So, all right, well, there's 75. Does that mean, like, I get exposed faster through that? Is that what that means?
I could tell you just our service was provided. Yeah. So you're getting basically $477, you're paying for 15 extra directories, but you're not getting Facebook ads. $249, you get Facebook ads, you get 15 less directories. It's really as simple as that.
Yeah. Well, like you said, those 15, that matters then. That's a lot, that's huge. Like, I don't know, could you guys do 75 directories or you guys can't?
No, 60 directories is the max that we do.
Now, how come that? How come?
Those are the directories that we submit you to meet Google's algorithm.
Okay.
We don't do more than the 60. We don't do less than the 60. We do 60 directories.
Okay. And now, yeah, all right. So, yeah, I mean, with the extra 15, I don't know how worth it is to me then. I don't know, because I don't really know too much about it. I'm just trying to get educated on it a little more.
I understand. Again, I don't know how any other way to put it for you. You know what I'm saying? 60 directories, tracking system, Facebook ads, website, first page placement on Google in the map section. How do you feel about switching?
Yeah. Yeah, so you're saying, like, pretty much you think that's going to, like, eliminate a lot more phone calls because I don't have 15 up? In your personal opinion with your...
No, because you don't even have 75 right now. What I saw was 15. They're telling you 45, though, or whatnot. We have you on 60 directories within 3 to 5 days. So
3 to 5 days, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. And say if it was 60 from 75, would that be a big, like, okay, like, I'm definitely going to get way more jobs from 75 than 60? Or do you think, like, it's a small comparison? Like, what's your opinion on that?
What are the 75 directories they're submitting you to? Do you, like, have a list, or?
I got pretty much a picture. Let me just speak it out to you real fast.
Yeah. You sent it via email.
All right, well, what do we got? So it says Google top-notch tree care. All right, you know what? Yeah, so let me just send it through email then, okay? So like you said, so I can just – all right, so what is your email?
It is dnelson@relevantads.com.
Relevant with the A at the end?
R-E-L-E-V-A-N-T. A-D-S. .com.
Ads.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's see. So, yeah, it's a...
Oh, man. My director, Christian, got back to me. I told him a tree service guy. It's not a tree service company, but here, I'll text it to you right now. He sent me. Looks like air duct cleaning.
So how come you don't have a tree company?
I don't know. I messaged him. I got an air duct cleaning company. I'm just don't kill the messenger. How do you feel about switching service providers? Where are you at?
Well, I don't know, man. I need to know, like, if any tree companies are using this. I need to know it's good for tree work.
Okay. Well, again, like I mentioned, as soon as I get that information, I can get back to you.
I'm not really interested in like, a carpenter or somebody in a different industry. I really do want the tree guy to tell me, you know.
Okay. Well, I sent you an air duct cleaning. I'll specify to him that, you know, you need a tree service company. Then as soon as I have
that,
I'll call you back.
Okay. All right. I mean, I sent you one picture. I mean, it's through, like, my – it's probably through an old email. It's probably a little funny. Like, it's just sent from my iPhone email from, like, 10 years ago. So
– 100% listing inaccuracy is what he shot me. Or what you shot me right now. Let me see what information you put in here. Yeah, it's kind of blurry.
Then,
I can't see the.
Then I have another picture for you too. What was your mail again? Nelson or Dale?
dnelson@relevantads.com.
dnelson@relevantads.com.
Yes, sir.
So it's dnelson@relevantads.
Yes, sir. R-E-L-E-V-A-N-T, A-D-S.
I'm sorry, man.
It's all good, man. It's all good. I understand you're torn, you know?
I gotta make sure.
Second, I used to have a boss who would call, he'd work with other SEO companies, or he'd work for an SEO company, and he'd call other ones. You know what I'm saying? I was thinking, man, does this guy work for Townsquare? Or, like, what is going on here?
Oh, really?
well, it crossed my mind. You know, I think I'm just getting paranoid.
Wait, you thought I worked for Townsquare?
Yeah, man. I'm like, what is going on here? You know,
why would I work for Townsquare? Did people do that?
What do you mean? I just mentioned to you. I used to work for another company, and the manager would. He'd call other SEO companies, you know,
and talk with them.
No, just like see their pitch or whatever, right? But he'd be on there for like 5-10 minutes or whatnot. But So it just crossed my mind, you know.
It's dnelson@relevantads.com.
Yes, sir. You just sent me an email right now. The same.
I know, I can't. It doesn't fucking pop up, man.
Here. I'll tell you what. I'll email you again right now. That way you could just reply to it.
No. I got it. I just sent it to you.
Okay.
It usually saves, so that's why I was a little baffled because it just wasn't on the screen, like the auto, click, so it can just autofill. It should have been an autofill, but it wasn't.
Got you. Yeah, you sent it from an iCloud account, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, here, I got the second one now. I'm still looking at the first one. Did they tell you why it was it was showing up as inaccurate like it is? You see how the name,
no.
The address, okay. So that's part of what we do is the name, the address, the phone number, the website, the keyword phrases all have to be the same. What's strange though is when I did the scan, it just came up as super listing. It didn't show all those inconsistencies that I'm seeing on it, you know?
So what do you mean? Like the ones I sent you? Is that what you're considering inconsistencies?
Yeah. Well, it says even on there, give me one quick second. I go back to the first one. Yeah, it says 100% listing inaccuracy at the top. You see that?
Yeah, it does say it.
Yeah, so what they're scanning for on that is the name, the address, the phone number, the website, right, the keyword phrase tags. So that's even more of a reason, really, to go with us, you know, because we
what do you mean?
well, we have you submitted to those 60 directories within 3 to 5 days with 100% accuracy. So we make sure the name, the address, the phone number, the website, it's the same all across the board. It's really, really important for your scan.
Why? They have it the same, don't they?
Well, it's saying 100% listing inaccuracy. YP.com says no address on it. Google, you're showing the address. Yelp, they're hiding it. So it's okay to hide it or show it, but it's got to be the same all across the board.
Yeah, so what's going on with that? Why do they do that then? Why are they doing that?
They shouldn't be.
So you're saying it's a negligence on their part?
I would talk to them about it because that's part of the algorithm on Google. I mean, look, it says literally 100% listing inaccuracy, you know?
Yeah, but why? Yeah, why?
Because the name, the address, the phone number, the website. If the address is different.
Yeah, but
go ahead.
I'm looking at all of it. And the only thing is, you know, local.com says serving your area, Pearly, New York, 12470. This one just says Pearly, New York. I mean, and one says no address. For YR.com. So, is that why? Because they didn't fill in a blank spot?
Yeah. It's got to be the same. So, the address... So, what we do, right, is we submit the address, and then we hide it on all the directories. Unless it's like a storefront or something where they want it shown.
Yeah, so what the fuck? Why aren't they doing... So you're saying it's like negligence on their part.
Yes. More of a reason to go with us.
All right, man. All right. Well, yeah. Like, what the fuck? Just passed my X-Men accident. Damn it. Like I said, I didn't mean to be a pain in the fucking ass. I just
want
to make sure that, you know, this is just, you know, when it comes to, like, I set my mind for all this, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, so it's like important for me.
No, it's huge. It's important to us too, you know. That's why I said we want you to come in open arms, right? But the fact is you're going to be paying less money for more services, you know?
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay, so, yeah, let me just figure it out tomorrow then. I have your number, so, you know, I'm going to need this up ASAP because, you know, this is business season, man. You know, I need these phone calls coming in. It's important for me. You know, I need to make as much money as I can this year.
Yes, sir.
So, and, you know, once I sign up, I mean, you guys do, you know, like, so you're pretty good with communication and everything like that. You don't just win the loss and don't retain the pound.
No, I'm huge.
All right, man.
So when you call, off the phone with them. You know,
the reason why I like Fernando, like this one guy, is because you know he's very good at communication. That's the one good thing about him. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the one thing I can say. Like I have his personal cell, so I can call him. You know, and you know, like if I have any questions. So, like, the only way I can talk to you is, like, if you're in the office, right?
Right. And I'm here 7 to 4 Pacific time, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, man. All right. Well, sounds good. So I'll reach out to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Dylan. You have a great rest of your night, okay? Pleasure speaking with you, sir.
Yeah.
Drive safe.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. You're welcome.